Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN's At the Track, the show that covers the roots of racing. PRN's At the Track is presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. By Mahindra Tractors. Find a dealer at MahindraUSA.com. Mahindra, the official tractor of tough. And by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Now here's the host of PRN's At the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN's At the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Winder Barrow Speedway winner Bryson Briscoe. Then we'll speak with South Boston winner Carter Langley. And we'll have a conversation with NASCAR Truck Series racer and Harris Speedway Dirt Modified winner Austin Wayne Self. But first, let's get to our O'Reilly Auto Parts What's Hot. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. South Alabama Speedway, the Rattler goes to Bubba Pollard. Cruz Wallace, a winner at North Alabama. George at Swainsboro to Joshua Bishop. Clay Harris wins at Waycross and at Florida's Hendrick County Speedway. At Auburndale, it was Jonathan Wallace and James Wright. Lancaster, South Carolina, hosting the Carolina Clash. Ben Watkins parking it in victory lane. Matt Cox and Bryant Barnhill, winners at Florence. Lawrence County Speedway to Dale Timms. North Carolina New River All-America to Brandon Clemens. Cole Butcher, a winner at Hickory. Halifax County, Drake Troutman and Michael Rouse victorious. Boo Boo Dalton and Alex Meggs win at Caraway. And at East Lincoln, it's Mike Stacy. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner from Winder Barrow Speedway in Georgia, Bryson Briscoe. Hey, Bryson, welcome to the show. Before we even get to that, last weekend, weren't you at playing in a baseball game right before the races got even opened up there at Winder?
Yes, sir, I was.
Where were you playing? What position? And how were you able to get from one to the other in time?
We were in Fiery Branch, and I was playing third. And as soon as the game was over, we went straight to Winder.
Wow. Bryson Briscoe, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Third base for his team. Jumps in a street vehicle, gets over, and gets to the race at Winder Barrow, and ends up by the end of the night taking his second win in a row. What's the class you race there, Bryson?
Stock 4B.
Stock 4B. The B's got to be for Briscoe. I'm thinking with two wins in a row, a B behind it, the Stock 4B winner at Winder Barrow, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. How does baseball and the things that it takes to focus and play well there transfer over to what you're doing in a race car?
The mental state.
Really? Is it more on the defensive side of baseball, or more like sitting there in the batter's box getting ready to swing? Which one relates to racing better, or do they both?
Probably sitting in the batter's box getting ready to hit the ball.
Oh, wow. So you must be a pretty decent hitter then, I would guess.
I'm all right.
Well, he's all right as well on the racetrack, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. Winder Barrow winner the last 2 weeks, Bryson Briscoe checking in with us. How'd the race play out? Did you start up front and lead every lap? Did you have to work through some traffic, some lap traffic? What was it like last Saturday at Winder to get the victory?
I started outside pole. We battled for the lead for a couple laps, but then I got by and took off after that.
When you're battling side by side there, is it something about where you want to turn that you hope to get to that spot? Is it something about how you pressure that driver? What's going through your head as to how you're going to be able to get the spot that you want, the one that driver has? How do you make the assessment?
Being aggressive and just watching in front of you, because Winder's small and there's a lot of wrecks usually.
Do you kind of rub up against each other there a good bit?
Not really. We didn't.
No. Oh, and you're able to keep it clean. Was your pass fully on the outside, or were you able to get him in the straightaway and then drop to the bottom to make the move?
Straightaway, then drop to the bottom.
Bryson Briscoe, he knows his way around Winder Barrow. He's got a couple of wins in a row now at that track. And the most recent one coming after playing third base on his team, as he does regularly. And where he is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Now, how did you get into racing? Aren't you related to Jennifer Everett, who's won at different tracks in that area as well and been a guest on our show?
Yes, sir. She's my aunt. She's been doing it all her life, and I just picked it up.
Wow. What can you remember about cheering for her?
Probably just how aggressive she is.
Well, it sounds like it's kind of rubbed off a little bit. Would you say you drive a little bit like her?
A little bit, but not as aggressive. Nowhere close.
Bryson Briscoe on the profabrication.com hotline. Well, however much aggressive he's driving, it's enough to get two wins in a row at Winder Barrow Speedway. Now, Jennifer drives a V8, and I believe yours is a four-cylinder, but if we kind of, you know, put you two in the same cars out there at some point and such, you know, who's going to win at this point? Are you ready to say you'd beat Jennifer Everett at one of the tracks there in Georgia?
I might could in a four-cylinder, but in a V8, there's no way.
That's a good way to keep Auntie Jennifer happy, I'm sure. And our guest on the hotline, nephew Bryson Briscoe, and making sure that all the family is happy. Winder Barrow winner in Victory Lane. What's that like to be, you know, playing in baseball and then jumping over there to the racetrack and getting the victory and having family and friends around? How does that feel?
It's amazing.
Do you get a lot of texts? Do people, you know, that go to school with you and play baseball also realize how good you are in a race car?
Some of them do, but some of them, I mean, they've never been to see me, to see me race, but some of them text me and tell me congratulations when I win or do good.
Are you starting? Bryson Briscoe is on the profabrication.com hotline. He's won two in a row at Winder Barrow and been kind of growing up in that area and at that track and other tracks in northern Georgia his whole life. Are you starting to see fans of Bryson Briscoe that you don't even know who they are, and they're holding up signs or liking you, or maybe some of them don't like you? Are you seeing both sides?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely seeing both sides.
It's kind of funny when you know, the ones that don't like you, it's a new experience, isn't it? What do you do when they're not happy with you?
Just rub it off.
There you go. Bryson Briscoe, our guest in the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get 2x O-Rewards points. Our professional parts people can recommend the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, drain pans, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Tony Stewart. You know me as a champion and a tough competitor, so I'm excited to partner with Mahindra Tractors, the official tractor of Tough and Stewart Haas Racing. This year, you'll find NASCAR Cup Series driver Chase Briscoe on the track in our number 14 Mahindra Tractors Ford Mustang, and you'll find me driving a Mahindra tractor on my own land. So cheer on the number 14 Mahindra Tractors car, then race into your local Mahindra dealer or visit MahindraUSA.com. Tell them Smoke sent you.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Speedway Children's Charities was really started out of a really sad time in life for our family. My young brother died as an infant, and you know, out of that pain came the desire for my parents to do something to help children. My mom and dad weren't really happy with just giving money to an organization. They really wanted to be more hands-on and see that, you know, every dollar was put to the best use.
We take charities that otherwise may not get the attention from other donors, and we provide funds to them.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission
is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
Because their future is our future.
And there's still so much they can teach us.
Visit SpeedwayCharities.org.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people, in-store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Welcome back to PRN's At The Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner of both late model races at South Boston Speedway in Virginia, Zebulon, North Carolina's Carter Langley. Hey, Carter, welcome to the show. And before we even get going about racing, Zebulon is not a town a lot of folks know. Where the heck is that, and what's the town like?
Little town between Raleigh and close to the beach, kind of. So it's a little bit closer to Raleigh, so there's a lot of little towns. So we've got Clayton and Zebulon, of course. So we just kind of split the beach in Raleigh.
Good place to grow up, I would bet.
Yes, sir. A bunch of back roads and a bunch of land.
That is awesome. Carter Langley, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, one of the rising names in NASCAR late model racing, winning both races last weekend at South Boston Speedway. What was it like to battle with such big names just to even think, hey, I'm going to get in a race against those two guys at that track where they know so well?
Yes, sir. It's definitely not an easy accomplishment. Racing against Peyton and Looney and all them, they make it definitely hard on you, and it makes you feel a lot better when you finally get that monkey off your back.
Carter Langley on the ProFabrication.com hotline won both races. Now, you didn't win both races from the start up there, like, you know, you got the pole and then just had to fight them off. Didn't you have to come from somewhere mid-pack or in the middle part of the pack to take these wins? Let's go through race one. Where'd you start, and how difficult of a battle was it?
Well, I started about fourth in the first race, and I kind of fell back a little bit. I really didn't have the best car, and I kind of got lucky in the first race. Peyton and Bruce Anderson got together, and it kind of helped me out moving forward, and I didn't have to waste any time or use any tire passing them. So Looney and I got by the wreck clean, and I ended up starting second, I believe, and Looney and I put on a good race and battle and finally got by him and was able to take a lead.
Wow. You know, battling with Mike Looney is something that is a veteran's veteran, a great guy, but a guy that knows how to get to victory lane. And our guest, Carter Langley, on the ProFabrication.com hotline, did just that at South Boston last weekend, battling not only Looney and Sellers and a whole host of other top young talent up there at that famous oval in Southern Virginia. You said something interesting. You mentioned that you didn't quite have a good car. Does that mean, you know, when we think not have a good car, you know, did you trade it in between races and get a better one? What does not have a good car mean, and what do you have to do to make it better?
Well, I didn't have the best car, let me put it that way. I really wasn't. I mean, of course, after you win the first race, you really don't want to change much. But I put a lot of trust in my crew chief, Josh Yeoman, and he made some changes on it, and it really took off in that second race.
But the second race, if I'm not mistaken, we're on the line with Carter Langley on the ProFabrication.com hotline talking about his South Boston wins. And speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. The second race, you started ninth. That sounds like a lot of work to have to go through some top talent to get there. What was the second race like for you to cut through that traffic and get the other win?
Well, I actually started right behind Peyton in the second race, and I just kind of followed him, trying to be patient as I could, and thought I was going to pass him a couple of times, and I was like, I might just ride behind him for a little bit and see if he can muscle his way up so maybe he could use his car up instead of me using mine up. And we finally got to, I think, about fourth or fifth, and he passed a guy very clean. And then I got to him, and I couldn't really get by him. And I was kind of struggling for a couple of laps, and I finally got by him. But as soon as I got the clean air, Peyton and Boris had got out there battling, and they were battling back and forth. Peyton didn't really seem like he had the car to be able to pass him, but he could catch him. So luckily, my car kind of took off after that in the clean air, and I caught up to him, and then we finally got a late race caution. And after that, we kind of raced hard, and we kind of got back out a little bit and slipped a couple times and got by Peyton, and then set my eyes on Forrest to finally get to him and make a bump and run on him. And take the lead, and it was really just a great car after that. And when it got in that clean air, it really took off.
Carter Langley taking off all the way to Victory Lane last weekend at South Boston. Am I correct? You also use profabrication.com headers?
Oh, yes, I do. I actually just got them in this past week and put them in the car before South Boston this weekend. I needed a new exhaust for it after I wrecked the car, and the car only had 10 laps on it before Saturday, and new exhaust only had 10 laps on it too. So everything worked together. That exhaust worked really good and sounded really good too. So the headers and exhaust worked really good together.
Carter Langley, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, winner of the race with profabrication headers on his machine at South Boston last weekend. Over the winter, what did you do different as a driver to make you better to work so well with this car? You know, these are your first wins of the year and first wins at this level. What'd you do?
I played a lot of iRacing with my buddies. Just tried to stay focused and click off consistent lap times on iRacing and see what I could do to make my driving better and be more smooth on the wheel and just try to make myself better.
Is it, you know, when you're trying to have consistency, is it patience that's the thing, or are there marks that you try to hit? Which one is more important in that equation?
Really both of them. Patience and getting your head right and just trying to make sure you don't make any jerky moves on the wheel and just try to hit the same mark, find a mark on the racetrack somewhere. Middle of the corner and enter the corner or something, and make sure you put I usually take and find a place with my left sides and make sure I just put my left sides on that same mark every lap.
Put those left tires on those marks and watch him take off towards the front. He did it twice at South Boston over the weekend, the winner at that track, Carter Langley, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Carter, thanks for taking the time. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need new wiper blades but not sure which ones are right for you? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you options for your vehicle and even install your new wiper blades for free. Right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades so you can see better in any weather. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's more at the track in just a moment on DRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You think of all the things that really just in the last 25 years have happened, the champions that we've seen. That's what I think is really cool about it.
I just believe the addition of Kyle Busch to RCR and what I saw at the tail end of last year, I think Austin Dillon could win three or four races this year.
When I think of somebody that's a mortal lock, I think of somebody that has great consistency. And there are only four drivers right now that have been in five championship four playoff races.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
The Coca-Cola 600 represents everything that's great about America. It's 600 miles of wheel-to-wheel NASCAR action and heart-pounding excitement from sunup to sundown. It's a salute to the troops on Memorial Day weekend. It's a fun family outing for fans of all ages. Visit chartedmotorspeedway.com to get your tickets today. Kids get in for just $10. The Coca-Cola 600 on Memorial Day weekend.
To you by Mahindra Tractors. Find a Mahindra tractor at MahindraUSA.com. Mahindra, the official tractor of tough. Welcome back to PRN's At the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, Austin Wayne Self. Yes, you may have seen him racing in his truck, does a lot of that, has ran Xfinity Series, now running a dirt modified when he's not in those other two for AM Racing and picking up a victory at one of racing's most historic tracks in the Carolinas, Harris Speedway. Davis Pearson and Richard Petty have won at that track back in the day when it was a paved track. Hey, Austin, did you ever hear anything about that? You know, what's it like to put your name on a list at a racetrack with guys like Pearson and Petty?
Yeah, it's awesome. I didn't put that together until after I'd left the racetrack and was browsing some of their social media, laying in bed. But you know, I did see a picture of Richard Petty at the racetrack, and you know, it is interesting when you pull up the Harris Speedway. It really has that grassroots feel. I mean, it feels historical, you know. So you know, and of course the fans, everybody there, you can tell it's a place that means a lot to the community there, and you know, they love racing at that racetrack, and you know, for me, it was really cool to be able to dive into some of the history, and then I guess at the same time, you know, I was able to put my name on that list there, and you know, so
it'll be etched in there forever. Our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Austin Wayne Self. He's raced at Daytona, at big tracks all across the country of the NASCAR series, and now picking up a win at one of NASCAR's historic grassroots tracks, Harris Speedway. Raced the Cup Series back in the day with David Pearson and Richard Petty amongst those that were stars at that track like they were at others. But you had to earn this victory, Austin Wayne. I understand that in the Dash, the six-shooter Dash, as they call it, in the American Racer Modified Tour Division, that something went on and there was some damage on your car. What was that moment like, and how did you and the crew get this thing back together?
It's one of the reasons I love dirt track racing is the racetracks, it's very rarely the same every time you show up. And so I'd only been to Harris Speedway once before, and this was back early on in my dirt days, which was, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago in 2021. So I'd showed up back then, and the racetrack was smooth. Unfortunately, you know, I got involved in an incident that took us out, but we showed up this time, you know, prepared for the racetrack to be silky smooth, and Friday night it had rained, and you know, the track promoters did a great job getting the track worked in so we could even go racing, but the track was way different. It was rough. You had holes in the racetrack, which sometimes it's not the best thing ever. You know, early in the night for us, it didn't work out for us. We had hit one of those holes with the right rear, and had thrown the drive shaft out of there. You know, the J bar was all messed up. So we got the tow truck, pulled us off. We spent the rest of the time we had
now Austin,
trying to get the
Austin. You say we now. I know you're one of those NASCAR drivers. You've ran at the big tracks with the truck teams and the Xfinity teams. Is the we them working on it, or is Austin Wayne Self in that underneath the car on the wet ground trying to work on it too?
I was trying to work on it a little bit. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I was the ringleader of the whole deal. But you know, I got the rivet gun out and I was fixing those whatnot. But yes, you're right. I am a NASCAR guy, and I do trust, and I have some great guys that are working on the car. So I trust them putting, you know, fixing the drive shaft, putting everything in there. I'm handing them tools, and I trust them to tighten everything up, get everything ready to go. So yeah.
But
you're half right.
You weren't back in the motor coach sipping on a libation and just having the pinky out. You were in there trying to get with the boys, and that's what's cool about our guest, Austin Wayne Self of the ProFabrication.com hotline. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. I understand you've in your NASCAR days, even ran errands to ProFab. You know, did you use ProFab on those cars and trucks?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I was full time driver and part time parts guy. So I used to take some trips down to ProFab, and the guys here in the shop would always tell me to pick up candy bars. And so I'd go down there, and they'd have the headers for me. I'd ask for candy bars, and they'd look at me like I was crazy. So I couldn't. I really wanted one of the candy bars too. I heard they were the best ever. I don't know if the guys were telling me to pick up a left-handed wrench and some candy bars, or if those candy bars are real. But I still, to this day, I've been thinking about those candy bars.
Well, Andy Garris from over at Pro Fab Headers, when you hear this, Andy, you need to get our guy Austin Wayne Self and his crew some of those candy bars for the great work they did coming out of the dash. How did the feature go? I know it ended up fine. You won it, but did you have to slice and dice to get there?
Yeah, you know, we had a pretty stacked field, 20 cars there that night. We had just gotten that thing back on the ground when it was time to line up. And fortunately, with the dash, where we ended up breaking, we were able to start six because of the dash, right? So we had started six. Of course, you had Bobby Jones and Jeff Robinson up front, which are some heavy hitters in the 602 modified scene around here in the Carolinas. And so we had some work cut out for us. We were able to get up there and get behind the guys. And then, it came down to restarts, because of the cautions, which, I think was great. I was having a blast. Me and Jeff were going back and forth. I'd dive underneath them, slide up, take the high line from them. He'd come back underneath me and, we'd do it for 2-3 laps and the caution would come out and we'd re-rack, try it again. We did about 3 times. And I think the last time I finally was able to take the line away well enough to keep them behind me. And we had such an awesome car that we worked on in the shop with Buck Stevens and Daniel. And of course, with the support of AM Racing, this new venture, on the dirt side, that I've convinced them, is a great route to go. We had a car that was on fire. So, once we got the lead, I had a good feeling we might be able to finish this thing out. And of course we did. We were able to get the check trophy and bring her home.
And finish he did. Austin Wayne Self, our guest of the Pro Fab Hotline, winner at the American Racer Modified race at Harris Speedway last weekend. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Don't risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with purchase of select SuperStart batteries. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Tony Stewart. You know me as a champion and a tough competitor, so I'm excited to partner with Mahindra Tractors, the official tractor of Tough and Stewart Haas Racing. This year, you'll find NASCAR Cup Series driver Chase Briscoe on the track in our number 14 Mahindra Tractors Ford Mustang, and you'll find me driving a Mahindra tractor on my own land. So cheer on the number 14 Mahindra Tractors car, then race into your local Mahindra dealer or visit MahindraUSA.com. Tell them Smoke sent you.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, it's PRN's Brad Gilley. Did you know you could take PRN with you anywhere? That's right. By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. Download today for station listings and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, The Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
Hi, this is Brad Keselowski. Thanks for listening to Kathy Martindale and Paul Shad on ZMAX Racing Country.
Let's go to Nashville. It's Kathy and Gary Allen.
What are your de-stressors?
Chiropractor's huge for me. To me, that's like a massage.
What do they work on you?
My neck, my back. Because I fly a lot, I feel like up in between my shoulders is always really tight and from playing guitar.
ZMAX Racing Country. Music from the fast lane.
Brought to you by Mahindra Tractors. Find a Mahindra dealer at MahindraUSA.com. Mahindra, the official tractor of Tough. North Georgia Speedway's got a big one this weekend. Lanier's got Legends. Golden Isles will come open. All three in Georgia. South Carolina, the car store over at Florence. Tennessee, Kingsport opens. And in North Carolina, the Blue Ridge Outlaw late models will race at East Lincoln. Carolina Sprint Tours at Harris. SCDRA's at Tri-County. And Caraway has the Smart Mods. I'm Letty Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN's At the Track was presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. By Mahindra Tractors. Find a dealer at MahindraUSA.com. Mahindra, the official tractor of tough. And by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.